This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
216-474-0092, let it ride. I don't think that this was a sabotaging of Shedeur Sanders. I don't think they tried to do Shedeur Sanders dirty. There's a couple people who do. I believe Emory Hunt is one of those people. He'll join us this morning at 9:20 from CBS Sports. We'll talk to him about that. Daryl Ryder going to join us at 8:20 this morning. We'll also do about last night coming up at 7:45. My depth chart hasn't changed, even though it's not fair. I don't think it's fair to Shedeur. My depth chart hasn't changed. I go by who I want to see, flat out. I want to see Joe to start the season. See, this is where, you know, I think you got to call me out for hypocrisy here. I'm advocating for you to do this with me, because if I'm working in real life, Shedeur's number three. He's number three in the depth chart. If I'm working in my own, I think it's just not a fair thing to do. So I kind of have to run my depth chart by you, Tone, because it's like Joe, okay? Why do I say Joe? Do I want to see the 40-year-old quarterback go out there and play even though we have no future with him after this year? Yeah, that's a great thing to ask myself. And I say, well, you have to be responsible to the veterans. The veterans are there. You have to do it. And then I put Shedeur there, and my answer completely contradicts what I just said about Joe. But I also think by the time Joe's done, it's kind of up in the air where it's like, all right, because I like Shedeur. I don't know what his future is going to be. I just think he's got a higher ceiling than Gabriel or Pickett. So I might as well see what he has before I go to Gabriel or Pickett. Kenny Pickett, I don't think is going to be long for here. Maybe I'll end up being wrong. I think Dylan Gabriel will draw a pension someday in the league because he's a fine backup. But I didn't think Dylan Gabriel was overwhelmingly wonderful on Saturday. I thought it was a fine game. Shedeur was bad. Shedeur was trying to throw a touchdown on every single pass. I think he was trying to light up the sky, put highlights out there, and it just wasn't the right thing to do with third-teamers around you and you being a third-teamer. It was understand the offense. If you got to check down, get out of there, punt it away, and we'll see where it goes. I understand that he wants to go further, but that was not the situation, and you could clearly tell it was not the situation to do it. But that's where my depth chart is, even though I know it's hypocritical.
Well, let me ask you this.
It's totally hypocritical.
No, I get where you're coming from. I guess I would ask you this. If it weren't a Brown situation, because me and you were excited about Shedeur, you know, last year. I mean, we were watching his games in college and talking about him like crazy. Go listen to our old podcast. So the part of the hype machine, like maybe we were responsible for it because we were talking about him all the time. If it weren't a Brown situation, what would you say for him if you truly cared about him? Because I could certainly make the argument, and I guess I will, that if he's been nowhere near ready, and again, anybody who's been around the Browns that have talked to them, they've said, oh, he's nowhere near ready. He's got to make up this gap. If you believe that and you care about his career, then a guy that's nowhere ready, who's not really going to get any substantial reps or any realistic opportunity here for a while.
Yeah.
Aren't you a little nervous about his future? Because if he goes in like in week 4, for whatever reason, if you could line it up that that were to happen, isn't it kind of obvious that his career could be in jeopardy because it's a fifth-round pick? And if he goes out there thrown to the Lions now, then that could be it for his career, for his chances as a quarterback in this league?
Well, it's where does he have the capacity to protect himself, protect the offense right now?
I don't think so.
Okay, if he doesn't, then he has to start later because he has to get his bearings. There's a lot of learning he has to do then.
Doesn't he need another offseason, another training
camp?
It's
not about what I want. I almost want to write it up on the whiteboard, but I'm speaking in front of a microphone here. So it's like, it's not what I want. It's what he needs. So what does he need? So then I have to bump him down the depth chart. So then, yeah, I would put Kenny Pickett out there before.
Well,
so I guess I have to put him number three, even though I don't want to change my depth chart. But I know it's not fair because what I saw Saturday, it wasn't fair. I don't know if it's fair to anybody, to be honest with you. And he would be playing with the ones, but yeah, you're playing with the ones, but you're also not playing against base defense. You're not playing against a team that's trying to get out of there. You're playing against really good football players who are the best of the best. You're playing against their ones. They're going to be throwing some intricate things at you. They're going to be trying to throw you off your game as best you can. Like, that's going to be a difficult spot. So now I have to find myself into going, do we trust each other enough here? Do we trust one another to run this offense? Do I trust you to conduct the offense out there in the field? And frankly, does he trust me enough, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, to call plays that are going to put us in the best position possible? Because we cannot play video game football in real season games where we're just trying to throw touchdowns on every single pass. You have to conduct an offense and move down the field and keep things balanced. You have to. So I'm in a real tug and pull here. Like, I don't think this guy should go anywhere. Obviously, they're not going to cut him. I don't think he should be cut. I think he should be right here. And I think eventually he should get, if the season goes the way we think it's going to go, he should get a crack at playing for us.
All right, well, I do want to ask you, though. So this is the unintended stuff that me and you, we all knew, a lot of the fans knew were coming when they took Shador. And obviously we see where he's been on the depth chart. So it wasn't exactly going to be an easy battle for him. It was always going to be uphill. According to guys like Zach Jackson, like his throws, his highs were better than anybody else. Like, they were a thing of beauty. It's just wasn't ready for all the other stuff. Quarterbacking is not just making some throws, running around and making throws. That's not quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's nowhere near close to quarterback in the NFL. If it were the case, there'd be so many other guys that would have had a chance to have careers. You know, just ask Johnny Manziel. He had some arm talent, did he not? That guy was not ready to be a quarterback. The quarterback is a lot of other things. And by all accounts, Shador has worked his butt off to try to get there. It's just not there as of now. What about all the other stuff that comes with it? Like, we're bringing on a guy today, let's be fair. Emory Hunt, right? We're bringing him on later in the show in the 9 o'clock hour. He had vicious things to say about Kevin Stefanski.
We have a clip of it.
Go ahead.
A lot of times with coaches like Kevin Stefanski, it's ego over execution. It's plays over players. At the end of the day, you got to give this kid a shot to redeem himself. That's the beauty of being a rookie. You're going to go out there. You're going to struggle. You're going to have some success. You're going to struggle again, but you want to see them come out on the other side. Now, Shador had 5 sacks. 5 drives, just was trying to impress coaches, the fans, trying to live up to what Dillon Gabriel just put out there on the field. And Kevin Stefanski handled that situation and this whole quarterback competition horribly because you removed an opportunity for him to redeem himself in that situation to go out as a winner. And again, it's not just we all see it. Players on the team sees it. Players on the opposing team see it. They know what's going on. They know what's going down. But it's all about Kevin Stefanski's ego. We saw this with Baker Mayfield. Oh, it doesn't fit my system. Well, your system has to be about the players that are in it. And we've seen him do this because the offense was completely different when Dillon Gabriel was out there. It was a lot of, you know, short, quick passes to get the ball out of his hands, spread the formation, which is great. That's what you're supposed to do for a guy that thrives in that situation. So I don't know why for Shador the offense changed. He kind of wanted to curate something around him. But at the end of the day, Shador recognized he had to play better. That game looked a lot like that UCLA game his first year in Colorado. But I blame Stefanski for how he's handled this whole situation because it doesn't look very coach of the year leadership like to me.
Well, the whole situation, I mean, in the game, to not have him come back out in the fourth quarter, I agree with him on that one.
CBS,
the audio courtesy of CBS HQ. Thank you very much. I agree with him on that one. I think that the play calling, again, there were shorter routes that he could have thrown. I don't think he was looking at the shorter routes when I was watching that game. And that's why I said I think he's trying to go big time on every throw.
Yeah.
And I think because things weren't going his way, I do. I think that there was some anger there, some frustration. I think any of us would have been angry and frustrated. And he knows he's going to be on the team this week and the guys in front of him aren't. And so you're going to be frustrated in that moment going, damn it, I can't look down the field. I can't get rid of this freaking football because I don't want to throw an interception because then people are going to be going crazy at me. And I do. I think that there is too much paying attention to everything else going on when it comes to Shador. When it comes to Kevin and the Browns, they're trying to keep it all out of it, but it's going to be real hard to do as the season goes on.
You got harsh criticisms coming from all sorts of directions. You've got people accusing Stefanski and really this organization. Of all organizations, by the way, the stuff that was going on from some of the provocateurs, and I'll say it, the grifters, they were out in full force over the last few days, just accusing the Browns of not just sabotage. Well, let's be honest. I mean, they were making this racial. Like, yeah, the front office of Andrew Berry and the team that gave all the guaranteed money to Deshaun Watson is all of a sudden a racist organization. Like, this is what comes with this conversation. And yes, I realize social media is not often real life, but there are some real ex-players in this league and some real commentators. I mean, you just see the stuff. The Fox commentator, Mike Hill, was that it?
Mike Hill, yeah.
Did you see the stuff that he put out there accusing this organization? I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised by it. I mean, you guys have to understand, and we say it all the time, and then people get, I don't want to treat a fifth rounder like a fifth rounder like a fifth rounder. I think his ceiling is much higher than that. I'm pretty surprised that he dropped myself. And I don't care even after saying, well, you know why he dropped. No, I still don't think it was as strong as what it was. But obviously, I think that, you know, what Jason had put out there is like, yeah, man, if you get him, you're getting a following that's very, very strong. And if you don't think that he can start the season as your starter, are you going to be strong enough to deal with the following that he has, which is going to be strong, which is going to be going actively against your starting quarterback and then even your backup quarterback before the time that he's able to get in? And that's what I think what a lot of teams went through. But the whole, he needs to be on a team that really appreciates him. This is the team that appreciates him.
This is the only one.
It's the only one, guys. I'm not saying this to be mean-spirited at all. If you listen to the show, you know I like Shador. There's a guy on the station who likes Shador way more than I do even. And Tone likes Shador as well. So if you listen to the show, you know it's been a pro-Shador show. But I'm not being mean when I say this. The Saints got their guy, and they're getting him ready. The Jets got their guy, and they're getting him ready. The place that would truly, as what did Mike Hill say, that would appreciate Shador?
I got it here.
Not in the NFL. It's not in the NFL then.
It's incredible.
This is where it starts. And he could go out there and perform well and put the Browns. His next chance will be in December. So he can go out there and perform well and make one of these other teams want to kick the tires on him, as the Browns will definitely draft a quarterback in the first round, probably high in the first round next year. And he could put himself in a position to do it. Or you could be kicking and screaming about how he's not going to be able to find a place in the league because they're not going to want that. Because as of right now, he is not ready to start the season. And everybody and their brother is saying, everybody and their whole family is saying about how this guy is being screwed over. There's improprieties going on. There are bad things going on. There are bad actors in this, and they shouldn't be doing what they're doing to Shador. You think that any of these other teams are going to sign up for this who don't have... Like, Mahomes and the Chiefs could stand it. The Bills and Allen could stand it. There's about a handful of teams that could really do it. But there's a lot of teams going, nope, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because of all the reaction. I think the Browns legitimately want to give him a chance. I don't agree with how they go about their business most of the time when it comes to giving guys a chance. I'll say that. I don't think that they're doing it on purpose. Put the boots to a quarterback on purpose?
to send
this
a message.
This team that's this Mike desperate.
Hill, it's obvious. Send a message.
Send what message? To the fans who love him? send a message to what? To the people who bought his jersey? To the money that they can make off his name? The money they can make with him as their quarterback? The billboards that they could fill up if he were good? They're sending a message to who? Who are they sending a message to? A team that's this desperate for a quarterback. That everything in their world, everything since the moment Jimmy Haslam has owned this team has been about finding a quarterback. And I know, they had one. I get it. I got it. At that time, not a lot of people thought. A team that's this desperate, that keeps them up at night in the middle of the winter after the season about finding a quarterback. Now they want to send a message to a guy? What message? Let's get our heads out of the clouds. It's the one organization you can't claim isn't desperate. They are. They'll do anything they can to find that guy. Especially after they jettisoned the guy they had before.
It sounds like I'm defending the Browns, but I still don't know why the hell Tyler Huntley was out there. I agree with Shador there. I don't know. And I know he wasn't like throwing grenades in the locker room there about that.
Diplomatic.
But my God, why was Tyler Huntley out there?
Actually, Shador was a lot nicer than I think I would have been. I would have been like,
what would you have said?
I would have been like, yeah, it was my game. I was terrible.
Wait a minute.
I need to come in and do my best. I get one last chance to fix it.
But before
and then
the game,
this is it. This is the end of anybody seeing me throw a football for the next how many weeks?
But before the game, he was complimentary towards Tyler Huntley. You can't just throw Tyler Huntley under the bus. He was saying how Tyler Huntley was a help to him. That was in the pregame. I'm sure you weren't watching that. But he was saying those things, so you can't just all of a sudden question a guy. I mean, a Pro Bowl's a Pro Bowl's a Pro Bowl. You can't just sit there all of a sudden and start questioning a guy who's been in a Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
I mean, why the hell was he out there, even though I will.
But why did they bring in Tyler Huntley? It was because of the injuries.
Yes.
That's the only reason he was here.
I could not agree with you more. I have no idea why Tyler Huntley was out there.
Or why they needed to get film for him. He's played in the NFL.
Didn't need to get film for
like,
him.
Like, I get Kevin said
there's
that
enough film of him.
After the game, like they were doing him a favor. They don't need to do favors right now to anybody other than the guy they drafted in the fifth round who was horrific.
Did they say, because they brought him in short notice, right? We promise you we'll get you in that last series of the preseason.
We'll squeeze you
in. Because you can just lie, Kev.
Yeah. At the detriment of the kid that let's be honest, and I can't blame Shador. People were going after him for having bad body language. You're supposed to have good body language playing like that? Are you supposed to be rah-rah?
I've seen terrible body language out of a lot of different quarterbacks when things aren't going well.
Yeah.
What was the body language of what he was? I didn't think he was pouting or anything. I think he was upset. And I would have been upset, too.
Well, it's funny that some people were like, he already left the field. And then they showed a camera view of him coming in to the tunnel. And he saw some fans, and he immediately smiled and, like waved to the fans. So people tried to spout off like he was some malcontent. No, he was just pissed off the way he played. And could you blame him? Would you have had good body language out there?
I know that we talked about it a little bit during Lima Likes, but you have to address it again. What are you doing with Dustin Hopkins?
So I saw a lot of people reacting and saying, we found our kicker. And I'm like, did we? We did find
and
our
Andre
kicker.
Schmidt.
Right now, I don't think they have a kicker. Like, I think that's that. I know they have a guy who they have a contract for. Of course, we just heard we terminated contracts. Yeah, I mean, he's got guaranteed, but whatever. Whatever.
That's, I don't care about guaranteed money.
The Browns do not have a kicker right now.
If I'm
they
a loser,
do not have, I'll repeat it again, they do not have a kicker for this year.
Well, you don't think Andre Schmidt's their kicker?
No. Why is he their kicker? What has he done?
Well, he was in camp.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're scouring the. It's tough when you don't have a kicker at
pretty
this point.
Position.
They got lucky with Hopkins the first time.
So we're just going to sit here and do the whole Dustin Hopkins thing and hope that he starts to get it right in a zero sum game.
I'm not saying he's the kicker either. I don't think they have a kicker
right
now. Just
the kicker they've given money to.
There's room for improvement. Yeah, I don't care about the money either. Like, there's room for improvement in every other position except for kicker. It's like you either get it or you don't.
It does feel like kicker more than any other position. You go to camp with one team, and if somebody likes you, they're gonna bring you in. If you're tied with somebody else on a team and you get cut, you'll end up somewhere else.
Okay, maybe Andre Schmidt isn't the guy. I just know that Dustin Hopkins isn't anymore. Yeah, I can't go into this year with that.
It's more Schmidt than it is Hopkins.
Yeah, I can't go into this year with that. I'll lose because of quarterbacks. If all four of these guys go out there and they all suck up the room, fine, whatever. But I can't. If I lose games because of the kicker, I'm going to lose. That's way more annoying. Of all the annoying things that we've had to deal with this roster, with Andrew Berry picking these players, if I got to sit there and lose games because you gave guaranteed money to Dustin Hopkins, I mean, that's as incredulous as I think I can get. And that's saying something, because I've been pretty upset.
And can you imagine, because I can make a pretty strong case, you know, for those that are trying to be optimistic about the season, about how monumental
game one is. Well, they can win more than five games, I think. But that's pretty optimistic.
But how monumental game one against the Bengals, and if they're hanging with Cincinnati throughout,
and they lose because of the kick,
and they miss a 40-yarder, they get in position, Flacco drives them down the field, they get in position for the go-ahead game-winning field goal, and they lose that game, good luck. Good luck, because we've talked about the first six games forever. The whole season changes. You lose like that.
216-474-0092. Troy in Zanesville, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Troy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'm just going to make this PG-13 because I got so much to say about this whole Shadur thing. I like the kid. He's a good, humble kid. But Shermer coached him at Colorado. He took a lot of sacks at Colorado. Do you think Shermer was going to override what Deion Sanders wanted him to do? No. He's not coachable right now. He's relying on what worked at Colorado, but the stuff that he flawed in, he's not coachable on it. And with all the fans out there saying this is a racist thing.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Before we go to before we talk about the other thing. When you say not coachable, I mean, that sounds almost like he's incorrigible, like he can't be helped. Like, you don't think he can learn? Because that's what uncoachable is.
Well, he had Tom Brady helping him out pre-draft. I mean, there was like three lanes that he could have stepped up into on five of those sacks. And he just didn't. He tried to play hero ball.
Well,
and we're not a Colorado.
There's something there I disagree with, but continue. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't want to become racist tired with this because it's not true. He sucked. And it's not a racist thing. He just sucked Saturday. So I just want to put that out there.
No, I agree with that. I don't think that the Browns are racist, and I don't think that Troy, I don't.
Well, it'd be really tough to win football games in 2025 if you were a racist football team.
Troy, thank you very much for the call. The other part
we're going to get all the white guys on the team and anybody got the win total and the over? Anybody picking them? The whole white team out there on the NFL gridiron on Sundays?
I disagree, though, with a little bit of what Troy said at the beginning. Not the last, obviously. What Troy said at the beginning, when it came to like the Tom Brady stuff, like, yeah, man, you can get a lot of help with a bunch of brooms chasing you around. You can get a lot of help with a bunch of bags out there and winning drills and doing drills. But until you're actually thrown in the fire, that's what really is going to separate whether or not you've learned from tendencies. And quarterbacks especially, they get these habits and they become bad habits, and you have to play to get rid of these bad habits. When he comes in this season, it's the first thing I'm going to worry about, because Saturday was a lot of bad habits. Now, naturally, you're going to have a lot of bad habits. See, this is the weird thing about it. There is a lot of fans who believe that he should be much higher on the depth chart, that the Browns are terrible, and he should be number one. I don't think he's ready to start. I think you want to talk about irresponsible. I think it would be really irresponsible to play him next week against Cincinnati or anything like that. That's irresponsible. But also, when you don't have a lot of good offensive linemen in front of you, you're going to run into problems. And him, is it correcting it by throwing the ball right off the rip? Is it correcting it by getting rid of it as fast as he could? No, he was playing hero ball. He was trying to run around, and he did a lot of running around, holding on to the ball, taking sacks at Colorado. So those are what? Those are bad habits. And it's so incredibly hard to get rid of bad habits without being actually in the fire. There's a lot of guys who thought they had their habits corrected during off-season workouts in a soccer dome. There's a lot of guys who thought they had their things corrected during off-season workouts in the field house at their colleges. And then they get to the pros, and they still think they got it figured out because they're in controlled environments, they're in joint practices, they're running drills, and then they get out there with actual guys trying to earn jobs and going after them, and it becomes tough. It becomes real difficult for them. It's happened with a lot of quarterbacks, not named Shador Sanders. Joe and Medina, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Yeah, about that two-minute drill that they threw Huntley in, what if they weren't looking for what Shador could do? They've already seen what he was doing. What if they were looking for maybe one of the receivers that they knew that they were trying to look for, you know, at the, whether they were going to cut him, and they have already seen what they had with Shador, and they're putting him in there just to see everybody else.
Well, I mean, he only attempted, yep. Under the box score, he only attempted one pass. Now, he attempted two, but that was taken away because of the penalty.
Yeah, so, but you just said that he had bad habits drifting back and all that stuff. So what if they were looking at a lineman that was trying to block, and they knew Shador wasn't going to be able to help that lineman out because he actually didn't give the lineman much help, did he?
On a final drive of the game is what they were trying to do. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, he had how many drives? He had five drives.
Yeah.
And he went nowhere with it, right?
But if I know it's not all about Shador and it's not all about the quarterbacks.
Yeah, the quarterback's right. The most important guy.
But man,
well beyond offensive line depth.
He ran what, 20 yards back?
I could have seen him a sixth time. I could have seen him one more time. I could have seen him one more time.
But you're not looking at him now, right? You're looking at the offensive lineman that's trying to protect the quarterback.
Yeah, but I could also look at the offensive lineman and go,
How many times did Huntley get sacked?
He didn't get sacked from what I remember, but I'm telling you right now, I could look at the offensive lineman and go, hey, this guy's doing a good job. The guy behind him can't get rid of the football. I could always do that, can't I? Yeah.
These are all coachable, teachable moments. Right. And they were deprived of getting that in the final drive.
I mean,
with the guy that everybody wants to see.
Big Joe, it's not an insult.
Well, but not everybody wants to see. The coaches done seen him. The coaches know what's going on. Just the fans and the media want to see him.
The coaches don't want to see Shador. They want to see Tyler Huntley.
They
don't
want to see if he can orchestrate a drive in under 2 minutes.
Joe, thank you for
the game on an NFL level, even if it is a preseason game. I would think they'd want to see that. Now they don't know. They don't know how he would react to that. Maybe it would just be horrendous. Couldn't be worse than what we had already seen.
The only thing I would think of is that you didn't have a firm grip on the offense before. How am I going to speed things up and you're going to have a firm grip on the offense now?
Yeah,
okay.
But final,
maybe they thought they were putting him in a bad situation if they were putting him in there.
Is such a different and special. I get it. It was the third preseason game, and I get who he was playing with and who he was playing against. Bunch of guys that will never play in the NFL. That's true in all cases. In the third preseason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Season game. But there is part of this reality of the final 2 minutes is not really like the rest of a football game. Final 2 minutes is a lot of react, and it's a lot of scramble situation, and it is sometimes where we've seen offenses be stagnant in a football game until the final 2 minutes, and it's different. It's just a totally different type of a game.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, for the first time since 2017, your Cleveland Browns are undefeated throughout the entirety of the preseason. We'll tell you what happened right after that 2017 run, but we will tell you the struggles that Shador Sanders had on Saturday's victory against the Rams. Sanders, 3 of 6, 14 passing yards, sacked 5 times in the game, which prompted a question in Kevin Stefanski's press conference yesterday about the talks of the team potentially, quote-unquote, sabotaging Sanders.
Yeah, obviously, I don't concern myself with outside type of things, but, you know, I'm committed to his development, just like all of our rookies, so we'll continue to focus on getting our guys better. We'll stay committed to him, that's what's important.
Why didn't you keep him in for the 2 minute, or why did you decide to take him out?
Yeah, nothing more than decided to give Snoop some work at the end of the game.
Yeah, Stefanski kind of said that was kind of the plan all along, bringing in Huntley for the last segment despite something potentially bubbling up on the sidelines at the end of the game.
You said we wouldn't talk about the 3-0 preseason, Mitch, but I will remind you of when they went 4-0 in 2017.
Oh, and we heard this. Over to my right is the Browns 2017 preseason championship trophy. You're building with your culture. You're building with your feelings right now. And I think that, yes, a regular season, the optics of a regular season, and how we can see how that one goes, that changes because of how well you did in the preseason. For the morale of the football team, for the morale of the fan base, even though some people think I'm shouting into the wind and that's fine. Yes, 4-0 matters. You got to teach them to win. You got to teach them to get that feeling. And it absolutely does. So we don't have guys crying during one regular season win someday. Where hopefully, yes, we will become a team where this becomes old hat. But it absolutely means something now. And I have a great feeling about where this team is headed.
Well, you found the longer version there.
That was a long version.
I kind of like to just hear that whole show. Do we have time to play the whole show?
We might as well. I'm sure we started with Super Bowl Super Browns.
Yes, we did, I'm sure.
So what does it mean, Kenny? 3-0?
Like the non-radio version of Indigata DeVita.
3-0. What does it mean? What does it mean to you?
Not as much as it did when it was 4-0.
But they would have played that extra fourth game.
It was. By the way, it was important. I will say, this is for real. When they went 3-and-out on that first drive, I'm like, man, they better not go 3-and-out again. And fortunately, after that, I mean, Flacco was on the money.
Yeah, it was.
And that Fannin touchdown, look, I don't care who you're going up against or whatever. I am thrilled. I am excited about an Andrew Berry draft pick. Actually, a few of them for the first time in a long time. But Harold Fannin is going to play a lot and is...
Is it because you did his games?
Listen, Kenny, yes.
Just making
showing
sure.
Showing some bias, sure. But I'm excited about him. I really am. And they line him up everywhere. In that game, I think they had him at fullback. I think they lined him up different wide receiver, two different wide receiver positions and obviously tight end. And did you see he sprung a run? I thought he was getting called for a hold on that second drive. But he sealed off a defender. Looked pretty, pretty good for a rookie tight end to be able to do that.
Good rookie tight end. It's one of the bright spots. One of the big points of emphasis.
Can you add? Can you like take credit for a wide receiver pick if it's a tight end? That's what I'm wondering. Like we always get on Barry for not picking the right wide receivers. Can he get?
Are you thinking of him like as a pass catcher, like Jimmy Graham?
I think they're going to use him a lot of different ways.
Like when he wanted to be known as a pass catcher, not a tight end, because it would have made him more money, which I can agree with.
Yeah,
makes sense. Okay. Going over to baseball, obviously the Guardians are really struggling right now. They are two wins in their last 10 games, and they had a sweep in Texas yesterday, not on their side. This is manager Stephen Vogt after Saturday's 5-0 loss.
We're frustrated. I mean, this was a really hard road trip. Stretches like this happen. You know, we've been through these before. It's frustrating, but this is about how we show up tomorrow. This is about how we show up tomorrow. We're excited to get home and play in front of our fans. I can tell you that. It's been a long road trip for us. We have not played well, and we need to play better, and we know that. So we're frustrated, but we also know that there's a game tomorrow, and we're going to be ready to go.
Guardians have now scored 15-0 in their last two games. Also, Stephen Kwan's really continuing to struggle. 224 since the trade deadline.
You know, I was thinking he could get all that talk behind him, but he still doesn't have a contract. Like, he still wants a contract, and this is a really bad time for this team and for him to go slumping in this
direction.
Not
very good. I think your goal now is to finish above 500. This is not a very good time right now. Very, very, very bad run and a very bad time to have a bad run.
We know the internet, there's an opinion on everything. Mm-hmm. Nobody, Mitch, is saying yet that they wish now he would have traded Kwan and got some for him, right?
I don't think they do. I think what you were saying, though, with the contract potentially is that some have theorized that he's pressing in trying to get a potential big deal, especially with the potential lockout coming. That could affect his future.
So could that save the Dolans some money?
Should they get him a contract, though, so then maybe he'll stop focusing on pressing and maybe he'll hit better? Why don't you think about that instead of always trying to save a buck for the Dolans, Tone?
I'd like him to press the barrel into the ball.
Well, he's trying to on bunts. How many more bunts are we going to try to see him lay down?
Press. That's a receipt.
Does he think it's true. Does he think it's a slump buster? Like, does he think if he gets one of these bunts down, maybe it'll change everything?
It can be sometime. He had a great
one
against...
Oh, we're talking to all Ohio baseball player here. Mitch Fennell, ladies and gentlemen.
I was not a bunter in my day. Trust me, I did not know how to put
you
down the bunts.
Only
I could
for
not
Mitch.
Sprint out
if,
a bunt.
Let me tell you something. If I had an all Ohio player laying down bunts, I should be fired on the spot.
Yeah. You hear that? Baseball coaches?
Do you know who his baseball coach was?
Who was your coach?
I don't know his coach.
Was it your dad?
Was it your dad?
Mike Becker was his name. Yeah.
Mike Becker should have been fired on the spot if he let an all-Ohio baseball player
He's still coaching. He got to the regionals for the first time.
And you know why?
He's coaching Strasburg still?
You know how he got to regionals? Not having his all-Ohio players butt.
You got a real Augie Garrido down there, don't you? Did he yell at you guys after a game like he did?
No, he was pretty lax.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Not even going to get into the story of my previous coach on air. Finally.
What does that mean?
I love him teasing.
What are these
hand gestures? He's teasing amazing things that he's never going to tell anybody.
What are these? Yeah.
I'll tell you off air.
I got this great story. I can't tell you guys on air.
Mitch, we got plenty of time here.
Yeah, why don't you tell
us
the story on the air?
Go ahead and tell us. No, there's like legitimate legal issues that I can't get into.
Oh, legitimate legal issues.
Did you get a cease and desist?
Step
on in. Let's go.
Wow. He's giving us a look like you don't want to go down this road. Okay, fine.
Are these documents sealed?
Ooh.
I asked for an unsealing of the documents.
All I have to say is one thing, Mitch. Just
step in it.
You know what?
I would like to exercise my Fifth Amendment right.
Sure.
Yeah.
I assert. What was that line from the OJ show? I assert my Fifth Amendment privilege.
You know what? I'd like to get
it was an actual real thing that happened, too.
Yeah. It seems like you can get, if you're in power, you can get the DOJ to do anything.
Call it the OJ show.
I want the DOJ to get on this.
Famous actor.
They had the OJ show. There was the documentary.
It's the OJ show.
There was the trilogy of comedy movies. Finally, I'll make this real quick. Malik Beasley, apparently he's not going to be part of that federal gambling probe anymore. They've closed their investigation on him. Not going to get the money he was going to get from Detroit, 3 years, $42 million. So could the Cavaliers, one of the reported teams in the mix for him, sign him to a short deal?
Come on over.
I smell a reality show. Get him and Classe, get them together, and just unfiltered.
You guys have been asking about phase two of the casino for how long?
Here you go.
How do you get it rolling?
The only bad news, the only caveat to this news is that the GM who signed him to the $60 million deal in Minnesota signed him with the Knicks. That's it for About Last Night.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.